Breakfast Club, bitches.
You're a donkey.
Donkey of the Day for Friday, February 19th goes to Senator of Texas, Ted Cruz. Now, yesterday, I gave the biggest hee-haw to Colorado City, Texas Mayor Tim Boyd, or should I say ex-mayor, because he resigned after this, because Tim Boyd wrote on Facebook that no one owes you or your family anything, nor is it the local government's responsibility to support you during trying times like this. Sink or swim is your choice. The city and county, along with power providers or any other service, owes you nothing. I'm sick and tired of people looking for a damn handout. That was the former mayor of Colorado City, Texas, talking to his constituents in Texas in regards to the deadly and record-breaking winter storm that has left much of the state without power since Tuesday. Now, Tim Boyd said, for anyone who doesn't have heat or that WAP, WAP being water and power, Tim Boyd said, only the strong will survive and the weak will perish. He said, if you have no water, you deal without and think outside of the box to survive and supply water to your family. Well, you have folks like 23-year-old Kevin Ayala, his wife and 4-year-old son, who tried to think outside the box to keep warm. When their electricity went out, Kevin used the generator to keep warm, but he brought the generator inside the kitchen, which caused the house to fill with carbon monoxide. They got sleepy and passed out. Luckily, a friend stopped by and was able to rush them to the hospital so his wife and son recovered, but Kevin sadly passed away. Now, Kevin, Tim, clearly did what he had to do to survive. Is he not strong because he didn't make it, Tim Boyd? Inquiring taxpaying citizens would like to know. Because when I hear stories like that, those are true stories of folks attempting to live. Those are true stories of folks fighting the elements and doing what they had to do in order to keep their families warm and literally losing their lives to do it. Well, I tell you what, Jay Jenkins' voice, they wouldn't have to risk their lives to survive if they had elected officials who actually gave a damn about the people they are supposed to represent. You got this human jar of Hellman's head ass Tim Boyd on Facebook telling folks to basically shut your po asses up. As I said yesterday, Tim Boyd might as well have quoted Juvenile, huh? You know what it is. You make nothing out of something. You handle your biz and don't be crying and suffering, okay? He might as well have said that yesterday, as if it's not his job to wipe those tears away if the people are crying, as if it's not his job to lend a helping hand when folks are suffering, as if it's not an elected official's job to be there for the people he governs. Well, maybe it's not. Maybe this social contract between government and citizens doesn't really exist like I thought it did, because enter Ted Cruz. He did what he had to do to survive. Tim Boyd said sink or swim, but Ted said F that, sink, swim, or fly. See, Ted Cruz was repeatedly slammed other politicians for vacationing during a crisis, decided to travel first class to change the forecast. Oh, he packed up his family and went to Cancun while millions and millions of folks in Texas were freezing their ass off. Let's go to CBS News for the report, please.
Republican Senator Ted Cruz of Texas is back in the U.S. after facing criticism for flying to Mexico while his state battles a brutal winter storm. These photos went viral, showing Senator Cruz and his family at an airport Wednesday. Now, sources tell CBS News he was originally scheduled to return Saturday, but changed his reservation this morning. That's in contrast to a statement the senator released Thursday, where he said he was, quote, wanting to be a good dad and flew down with his daughters, who he says asked for the trip since school was canceled. He also said he was in constant communication with state and local leaders.
Now, Ted Cruz released a statement via Facebook like Tim Boyd did. He put in all caps. let me read this verbatim what Ted Cruz said. He said, up in the clouds, me and my spouse, rumors on the ground, getting too loud. Please turn them shit down.
Can't hear myself think.
Hashtag bitch don't kill my vibe. Wait, hold on. I don't think that's right. Wait. Oh, no, that wasn't Ted's real statement. This is Ted's real statement. Listen.
It certainly was not my intention for that to be understood as critics have tried to paint it as somehow diminishing the suffering and hardship other Texans had experienced. It was obviously a mistake, and in hindsight, I wouldn't have done it. I was trying to be a dad. When you've got two girls who have been cold for two days and haven't had heat or power, and they're saying, hey, look, we don't have school. Why don't we go? Let's get out of here. I think there are a lot of parents that'd be like, if I can do this, great. As I said, really, from the moment I sat on the plane, I began really second-guessing that decision and saying, look, I know why we're doing this, but I've also got responsibilities. And it had been my intention to be able to work remotely, but I needed to be here, and that's why I came back.
Now, Ted Cruz could get donkey of the day for just this move alone. This move alone should cost him his seat in 2024. Actually, he should just resign now, okay, just like Tim Boyd did, but he won't. But another reason he's getting the credit he deserves for being stupid is because, as I said earlier, Ted Cruz has repeatedly slammed politicians for vacationing and doing other recreational things during crisis. Oh, this past December, Ted Cruz tweeted Austin Mayor Steve Adler and said, "Hypocrites, complete and utter hypocrites. And don't forget Mayor Adler," and he added him, "took a private jet with 8 people to Cabo, and while in Cabo, recorded a video telling Austinites in Austin, Texas, to stay home if you can. This is not the time to relax." He literally tweeted that to Steve Adler in December when Steve Adler went to Cabo. And Ted Cruz on Monday told folks in Texas to stay home if they can too. Listen.
"This storm is dangerous. So if you can stay home, don't go out on the roads. Don't risk the ice. I was speaking this weekend with a meteorologist expert who was saying the combination of these two storms, we could see up to 100 people lose their lives this week in Texas. So don't risk it. Keep your family safe and just stay home and hug your kids."
In the words of Ted Cruz, hypocrites, complete and utter hypocrites. Ted, that "if you can" must have applied to you and your family as well, because clearly your mixy ass couldn't. And let's not talk about all the times Ted Cruz attacked President Barack Obama for playing golf and pool and other things. Okay, Ted Cruz attacked Barack for attending a fundraiser during a crisis at the border in Texas and said the president spent too much time on the golf course. Listen.
"The cynicism of President Obama seems to know no bounds. He is in Texas tonight. He's going to 2 major fundraisers where he wants to be with wealthy Democratic donors. But apparently he doesn't have time to actually go and see the border. He doesn't have time to go see the children who are suffering because of his failed policies. Earlier he was playing pool. Apparently playing a game of pool is a higher priority for this president."
You know, if only the terrorist attacked a golf course. That might actually get the White House's attention. Holy cow, this is serious.
Dear Ted Cruz, practice what you preach or change your speech. In fact, I have a better one. Since you don't practice what you preach, give up your seat. I said, since you don't practice what you preach, give up your seat. Resign from the Senate immediately. You're not fit to lead. You don't care about the people you're supposed to be governing. Your lips and your life is preaching 2 different messages, okay? See, Ralph Waldo Emerson has this quote I love, and the quote is, "What you do speaks so loud that I cannot hear what you say." Those statements you gave after coming back from Cancun, they fell all the way on deaf ears, because the only thing that saddens you about this situation is that you got caught. I guarantee you that you feel worse about what's happening to you right now than you do about what's happening to the citizens of Texas impacted by this snowstorm. Do you know yesterday the Miami Herald named Ted Cruz the worst Cuban American in Congress? I'm not making this up. Google it. The Miami Herald yesterday labeled him the worst Cuban American in Congress because of the fact that he left millions of his constituents who are suffering through this devastating winter storm, that he left them while there was massive power outages and people without basic needs like electricity and water. Okay. It's 10 Cuban Americans in Congress. I think it's about 10. It's about 10 Cuban Americans in Congress, and they labeled Ted Cruz the worst one. Ted Cruz, you let Pitbull down. Please let Remy Ma give Ted Cruz the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw. You stupid motherfucker. Are you dumb?
Meanwhile, you see what true leaders are doing, like my man Trader Truth and Mr. Mm-hmm. Rogers and Relief Gang. They on the ground providing aid. You see what true leaders are doing, like Beyonce. You see what mm-hmm. she's doing, using her corporate ties to make sure Texas get relief. Let's talk about AOC. AOC raised $1 million for Texas relief in 4 hours. AOC, mm-hmm. drop one of Clues bombs for all the real leaders, okay, in our culture and in our community.
Absolutely.
Ted Cruz, as I said, since you don't practice what you preach, give up your seat. Resign from the Senate immediately. You're not
absolutely. All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today. And shout the Trader Truth for Mr. Rogers again. I mean, every time something happens in Texas and Houston, they are there. They are first in the scene.
Every time.
They are rescuing people, supplying food. I remember 2 years ago, we We got a big tractor trailer, an 18-wheeler, and we packed it up with clothes, food, water, all types of donations, and we sent it down there. They were kind of mad at us, Charlamagne. I don't know if you remember, because you came, actually. Because we didn't put the clothes and water and supplies and stuff neatly. We kind of just threw it in the truck. Remember? When you gave me all those Tims?
I'm not good at stuff like that.
Me neither. That's what I told him.
My wife, I'm not an organizer. My wife is a good organizer. I am not the one.
When the truck got there, they opened it and everything just kind of just fell out. I said, well, it made it easy.
Hey, man. Sorry, man. It's the thought that counts, man. My heart was pure. Yes, I'm actually about to donate. I'm donating some money to Relief Gang today, matter of fact. So salute to Trey Band and Mr. Rogers. Well.
Yeah, shout out to
Brothers
them.
All right. I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Now, when we come back, today is the 1-year anniversary of Pop Smoke's passing, all right? Pop Smoke, of course, passed away a year ago today, and this morning we're going to talk to his mom, Audrey Jackson, and Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams will be joining in as well. So don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.